Welcome to Chapter 4 of HealthSystemCIO.com's interview with Jonathan Goldberg, CIO at St. Peter's Health Partners. In this chapter, Goldberg talks about why rounding is a must, no matter how busy his schedule is, the benefits of a diverse career background, and his secret motivation for becoming a certified CIO. HealthSystemCIO.com podcasts are sponsored by Mimecast, the leading provider of cloud-based secure messaging, email archiving, continuity, and security solutions. To see how Mimecast can help you avoid appearing in the wrong kind of headlines, call 1-800-660-1194 or visit Mimecast.com.
And that's, you know, interesting what you said about the rounding. I mean, that seems like it's something that's always really valuable for a lot of reasons, just to, you know, it shows the staff that you're engaged, but then also can help you to kind of see some small problems before they escalate, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's interesting how, and this is nothing against Care Logistics. Certainly, they've been a great partner of ours. But it's interesting in that the reality is you don't really need someone to tell you that you need to be probably doing rounding.
Right.
You know, it's sort of a given that if you're out there talking to people and you're visible and you're absorbing and seeing what's happening and you're dialoguing with the leaders who really run this organization and make it happen, certainly there's nothing that can't help but improve things. I mean, that's
right.
It's sort of a no-brainer, but it's so hard to do. I mean, certainly when I look at my schedule and other leaders look at their schedule, when you're double and triple booked for meetings, it really makes it hard to find that time to get out. But yet you have to. I mean,
yeah.
I think that's you owe it to the organization to be visible, and I think that's the only way to really understand what's happening.
Yeah.
So we didn't necessarily need to spend, you know, millions of dollars to have someone tell us that, but you know, sometimes it takes that discipline of having something held above your head to make it happen.
Right, absolutely. Okay, I want to just talk a little bit about your own path, your own career path. Now you said you've been at St. Peter's for 10 years. Now how did you, what role were you initially hired for at the organization?
So yeah, when I first joined St. Peter's, I was down in New York City and a colleague of mine who was up here who I'd worked with in the past asked me if I'd be interested in coming up to help them implement an ERP solution. And I really was not interested, and I told him, absolutely not. He said, you know, just get up here and stop whining. Get up here, take a look at the opportunity.
Right.
And some of my hesitation was it was in Albany, New York, and I went to school in Albany, New York, and I swore once I left I would never come back. But there was that trepidation. But I did take the ride. It was a nice fall day, and I drove up and met with him. And you know, he kind of told me the lay of the land, and you know, the ERP solution that they were going to be implementing was imminent. They said, but they were also in the midst of, and they knew that, you know, they'd want to be making a change at the CIO level, and were interested in. And he was sort of insinuating that opportunity would, if I can make this all work, and create the relationship with the CEO and some of the other senior leadership team, he said, you know, that would be a great opportunity for you. So I kind of knew in the back of my mind that if by taking this opportunity, it would get me to that next level, which is what I was trying to get to ultimately career-wise. So it was almost, I almost had no choice to sort of take it. And the opportunity sounded phenomenal and something that I've certainly have not regretted going forward. So I helped get the ERP system kicked off, and it was about 9 months later that I moved into the CIO role.
Okay. That's really funny how it works, though, sometimes. You're like, well, this is what I don't want, and then you just kind of are forced to see things in a different way, and
I certainly have earned my stripes, so to speak, in terms of some of the sacrifices that I've made over my career to get to where I was. I mean, there's no doubt that there's been a lot of pain and suffering along the way to get me here.
Right.
So, you know, certainly, but it's been, I can't say it hasn't been interesting.
Right. And you, but you had some different roles in, you know, different facets of the industry, like the consulting side and even on the vendor side. So it's, I'm sure that that's been pretty helpful, you know, just having those, that different, having those different experiences and being able to kind of draw on that, you know, being in the CIO role now.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've had a pretty broad experience base. And funny, I mean, I had no desire to get into healthcare IT. I mean, my goal was to be, when I getting out of undergraduate, was to go into nursing home administration. That's what I wanted to do.
Okay.
And you know, sometimes life just takes you in different places, and you sort of, that first job or two kind of ends up sort of setting the stage for where you go. And so my first job was entry level into healthcare, but was with New York City's public health system, New York City Health and Hospital Corporation. And, you know, at the that time, it looked nothing like what it does today, which is, you know, was a very well-run and well-organized and great healthcare system that they can be proud of. This was a health system that was suffering financially. It was a lot of their facilities were in disrepair. And so it was a public health system and very underfunded. And I think 90% of their funding came through as Medicaid or indigent care.
Yeah.
So I left there and I went to Sloan Kettering, which is, you know, sort of 180 degrees from public health. And again, phenomenal opportunity in terms of working in both IT as a project manager in the patient accounting department. I had both IT experience as well as operational experience because I was located in the hospital itself in the patient financial services department. Dealing with certain vendors and different experiences, it kind of just it sort of springboarded from there into working for a vendor, doing the dispensing systems for supply and medications, Omnicell, and that had me traveling, working 7 days a week, on call all the time. But it was a startup company at the time. I was their 85th employee. I mean, it was something new and exciting, but that took its toll in terms of traveling and the amount of interruption it had to, you know, on weekends and so forth. So I moved over into the consulting world, and it was a great experience as well, because it gave me opportunity to see health systems throughout the country, all West Coast, East Coast. So it you know, those different experiences, every one brought a little to my knowledge base, and you know, hence it, I think it did give me a broad perspective going forward for the other opportunities that I've had.
Right, and then you took the job. You eventually landed the CIO role, and I noticed looking on LinkedIn that you had earned a CHIME certification. Is that just something where, you know, once you had that CIO role, that you wanted to just really make sure that you had all the tools you needed to really, you know, take that role and run with it?
That would probably be the answer I should give you if I was being politically appropriate. The reality is, I'm very much glad that I did the certification. It was a great learning experience. The reason I did it was I was at a CHIME Fall Forum, and a colleague I had worked with a few years back, I saw her over lunch, and we started just catching up. And she said, "Oh, I got to go. I'm taking the CHCIO exam." I said, "Oh, yeah, I heard about that." And I said, "Well, you'll have to let me know when I see you how it was." And hence, she, you know, fast forward, she passed the test. And I said, "Well, if she could do it, I certainly could do it." And so it was kind of a challenge to myself to say, well, if she was able to pass this test, there's no reason I shouldn't be able to. And hence, that was the challenge, the initiation of the challenge. But it But again, it's been I have a lot of respect for Chime and have been involved in it for on the Fall Forum Planning Committee as well as I'm actually working on the review of the test questions for the next CHCIO exam. So and that's been doing that over the last couple months. So it's been interesting. I think that organization and then that test and as well as some of the things that they're doing are well poised for where the CIO role is going and what we're doing today. So, I mean, if I was going to support any organization that in my role, that would be the one that I would point people to as being the one to be involved in.
Right. Very cool.
Little sales
job. And I like that
job.
You, what's that?
Little sales job there.
And I like that you gave us the real motivation too. I mean, come on.
Absolutely. There's always a reason behind what people motivate them.
Oh yeah, sure. All right. Well, I've already taken up a lot of your time. So the last thing I wanted to ask was just I sometimes like to ask this: What do you do when you're not knee deep in CIO stuff? What do you do to kind of get away?
Well, yeah, there's a couple things. I mean, I recently got into the jeeping world, so I bought my first Jeep after longing for one for a long time, and once you get hooked into that, and for those who aren't involved in that world, probably won't appreciate it, but it's kind of like it becomes a giant toy that you never stop tinkering with and adding
right.
to it, adding parts. So I spend time on that. I'm a avid watch collector, so I spend time, probably too much time, as my wife tells me, dealing with that. And really, right now, my main occupation outside of work is trying to get my daughter into college. And as far away as possible. So certainly, that's my motivation, is to figure out how to get her out of the house. And
right.
at that point, I'll be, at least for 4 years, I should be somewhat... should be a somewhat calmer household.
Nice. So even your hobbies outside of work are big projects.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah, there's never a dull moment. So, but life's short, so you gotta make the most of it.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your time, and good luck with everything coming up.
All right, my pleasure. Enjoy.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from healthsystemcio.com. To hear other podcasts, visit our website or subscribe to our account in iTunes at healthsystemcio.com/podcast.